The wooden building stands on wooden and concrete supports, embedded in the bottom of a stream. The section of the chapel on the entrance side is supported by one of the banks of the stream, while the rear section is supported by the opposite bank. The stream flows between the chapel's supports. The course of the stream bed is about 2.5 meters deep. The chapel is topped with a wooden turret with an openwork structure. The cupola itself consists of two parts. The second part of the cupola, located above the first, is topped by a cross. The cupola, in which a small bell hangs, is shaped rather like a lighthouse. The main body of the chapel consists of three parts, the central part, slightly wider than the entrance and the rear. Each of the three parts of the chapel is covered with a gently sloping metal roof. The roof of the central section is hipped with four distinct slopes and forms the base for the openwork cupola above. The front and rear sections have simple gable roofs. The outer walls of the chapel are clad with light cream-painted planks. Some of the construction planks are darker in color. Each part of the chapel has tall, narrow, arched windows with stained glass on the side walls. There are a total of 6 pairs of exterior windows. The slats create a diamond pattern on the windows. The entrance doorway to the chapel is a wooden double-leaf door with a semicircular top. A light openwork metal grate offers further security. The letters IHS are inscribed above the door with a cross connected to the letter H, while under the roof, wooden numbers can be seen marking the year of the chapel's construction, 1901. Decorative wooden pegs adorn the upper part of the doorway. Inside the chapel, there are 2 rows of pews equipped with longitudinal cushions attached to the seats. The internal walls are clad with pale, colored, horizontal planks. In the chancel, opposite the entrance, there is a wooden altar. The ceiling is wooden and flat with horizontal beams. A wooden chandelier hangs from the ceiling, with lamps mounted on its arms. Further decorative lights illuminate the area by the entrance, and the left and right-hand side walls of the chapel, attached in pairs. In the corners at the entrance to the chapel, 2 wooden sculptures of saints are displayed on special shelves. On the walls, small paintings of 14 stations of the cross are painted in oil.